Blog Talk Radio.
Scholars and scientists now concede that Africa is the birthplace of mankind. Africans were the first builders of civilization. They discovered mathematics, invented writing, developed sciences, engineering, medicine, religion, fine arts, and built the Great Pyramids, an architectural achievement which still baffles modern science.
The 225th Emperor, direct descent from Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. He is the King of Kings, the Lion of Judah. The name Haile Selassie means power of the Trinity.
Educate yourself of Africa. To liberate yourself, Africa. Keep your heads up high, no more will we cry. Yeah. Our history that they stole, Africa, is written in our souls, Africa, oldest nation on this earth, know just what you were. Well, ships that sail to places robbed us of our rights and worth. History says that you've betrayed us, talking of the God you serve. Hear the rumbling in the sky, hear that our forefathers cry. And today we're still in chains, dead the shackles from our minds. You're the cornerstone, the King upon the throne.
Motherland representer, I'm on trial with the man, she my co-defendant, and I demand her attention. Can you focus, woman? I'm getting closer to the sky every time I hit it. Haile Selassie, power of the Trinity, soul made in Niger, my vice made in Italy. White man's world that I'm living in, some say, but it was Africa, the continent we all came from. Can't nothing come between me and you. So before I have seeds, gotta understand my roots, gotta understand the truth. We is all kings round here, life's not all fair. Work till we fall dear, Lord, going hard to our although my body's in the U.S., my heart's there. I can never be ashamed of her. I got my features and my name from her. Mama Africa.
The richest place on earth, know just what you're worth.
Africa.
our children. It starts with us. It starts with you. It starts with myself and what I pass down, or as I receive, I pass on what I have received that's going to be a benefit to someone else. Now, I'm Sister Bazonia, and I'm host here at the Brighten Up the Cinema Blog Talk Radio. Now, the call-in number, 929-477-2573. I air on Wednesday and Friday at 6 a.m., and I have been focusing on heaven's healing. There's so much sickness going on all around us, and it's, according to the word, our people perish for lack of knowledge, and we suffer needlessly. And so I'm here to share with you how the Creator purpose and intent for us to live, to be made well, to be made whole, and be a reflection of the Most High. So I'm going to be sharing with you heaven's healing, and some may ask the question, how can I change my eating habits? And some people, because they have not yet experienced seemingly endless variety of vegetables, fruits, nuts, grains, seeds, and pulse available, they recoil at the idea of limiting their diet to only plant-based foods. What could be easier? Change what you put in your mouth, or living with fatigue, pain, and a debilitating, even life-threatening illness, or the threat of it. With any transitional death story discipline is worthwhile. Food to be chosen that will best supply the elements needed for building up the body. In this choice, the appetite and customs of society is not a safe guide. Those who have been eating freely of meat, wheat, highly seasoned foods, and other processed and refined foods cannot immediately relish a plain, wholesome, and nutritious diet. Their taste is so perverted that they have no appetite for a whole food desire, a whole plant-based, a diet of whole-based plant food. Well, let me say that again. Their taste is so perverted that they have no appetite for a whole food plant-based diet. Okay. It may take time. It's going to take time to relish simple, wholesome food by perseverance in a self-denying course of eating and drinking will soon result in eating it with keener relish and the epicure enjoys his rich dainties. This paradox remains that the more natural and simple your diet constantly is, the more pleasurable your eating experience will be. If you desire to change your diet but cannot, you may find fasting helpful. Staining from the food gives the digestive system its needed rest and an opportunity to experience real hunger that can be satisfied with a wholesome diet. The full soil loaded and honeycombed, but the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. According to Proverbs 27:7. In all cases, educate science, enlist the will, supply good, wholesome food, and change will be readily made, and the demand for flesh will soon cease. Put on a brake. Hold your appetite under strict charge. Then leave yourself in the hands of Yahweh. Remember, not to bring temptation in the home. When possible, keep all animal products and junk food out of the house. Provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof, for the Romans 13 and 14. Temporarily, at least, if not permanently, minimize association with friends and family who engage unhealthy habits. He who walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Proverbs 13 and 20. If you know that a social event will tempt you, do not consider going until the changes you are making in your diet and lifestyle have become a well. Many foods we add is what I tended to say there. Many foods be as strong an addiction as drugs. The walls of self-control and self-restriction should not in a single instance be weakened and broken down. Eat meals simple. Enlist your family's cooperation to start with. Many favorite dishes can be changed to become health-giving dishes, and these can be eaten often. Dishes should be prepared that will invite the appetite and will be pleasing to the sight. If your family is not vegan, you don't need to cook two meals. Serve the meat and dairy products on the side as add-ons. Let your children participate in every phase of food preparations, from gardening or grocery shopping to avoid cutting of vegetables or mixing of dough, to cooking and baking, giving them age-appropriate tasks. Commend and encourage them for preparing the food will be more inclined, they will be more inclined to eat it. Also, while in the kitchen, explain the benefits for why family's diet is changing. I was just listening to a recording that I have, and I want to share this. I hope it comes through okay. I want to share this with you. Listen carefully. It's a site that I have for my Facebook page. In fact, matter of fact, these recordings that I record here on the Blog Talk Radio station, they will be linked to my Facebook and my Twitter page. But I need you to hear this, and I'm hoping that it's the truth about cancer. And I follow this description. As a matter of fact, I have it. I have the program on my hard drive.
I need your help. Will you please help us? Please watch this video to the end, and if you can, please do whatever you can to help us. This might be the most important video I've ever recorded for you. Here's why. We currently have the opportunity to reach millions of people that would never know the truth about cancer, and we have the opportunity to save thousands of lives and literally change the course of humanity. What if the truth about cancer was all over TV? What if the truth about cancer was in the news and the newspapers all over the world? What if everyone was talking about the truth about cancer and lives were being saved by the thousands? What if millions around the world knew that there was hope and that cancer is not a death sentence? Well, I think that opportunity is now available for us. I'm talking about reaching people through the mainstream media and being in front of everyone, whether Big Pharma likes it or not. I'm talking about taking our movement to a level that can't be ignored. Here's how. I just finished writing a book titled The Truth About Cancer, and with your help, we're going to make it number one on the New York Times bestseller list. You see, getting on the New York Times bestseller list is an art, and there's a science to it. The good news is that my business partner and our core team are experts at getting books on the list. But we can't do it alone. We need your help. Let me explain. First, we're not aiming to be on the list for just a week. It won't give us the publicity that this mission needs. We're aiming for at least 3 weeks, and as soon as we do that, the buzz and the viral aspect should keep us on the list for a lot longer. This publicity will get us on radio and TV shows that we never would have had access to before. We'll be in newspapers around the world. We'll be by the cash register in bookstores and in the windows of airport stores all over the world. The truth about cancer will be everywhere you look. We will have people talking. They won't be able to ignore us. We will reach millions that would have never known that we exist. And we will save thousands of lives, if not hundreds of thousands or millions of lives. Consider this. You're looking for your next book to read, and you check the New York Times bestseller list. In one of the top spots, it reads, The Truth About Cancer. If you're 50 or older, or cancer has affected you in some way, you're likely going to be at least checking it out. That's all we want, and that's really all we can ask for. We just want the world to know that they have options, and we deserve to know the truth. We deserve to have all of the information available to us before making a decision on how we want to be treated, period. Now that we know how we're going to reach the masses and that we must reach the New York Times bestseller list, we can't do it alone. We have a specific and proven strategy that we must follow to reach number one on the list, and we can't do it without your help. Will you please help us? I hope so. If you're willing to help, click the link below to help us save lives today. Thanks in advance.
Thank you for listening. And I want to suggest that you may want to go on to the Facebook. If you have many of us, I know I have Facebook, and I know that that's the reason you are listening to me is because you saw the link, made you aware of the program being aired here. So go on your link on your Facebook on the search bar and key in the truth about cancer. And you will see the site and log. You need to log on to that site, click on it, and you will be surprised on information that is there for us. Cancer does not have to be a death sentence. If you know what to do, how to care for yourself, you know, you can avoid those pills. And we should, but Big Pharma is not going to tell you. Big Pharma is interested in revenue and part of the merchandise. It's bad, but I mean, it's true. I don't hate to say it. It's actually true. So. And you have no one to blame. If you know better, then you have to be better by yourself. And because the information is being available to you, if you should avoid it, you can't blame anybody. If you decide, no, well, I'm not going to do that. If you're too fearful to try to do something that's going to make your life better, that's going to improve your life and those that you love and care for, then there's no need of complaining if you just going to let things be as it is and you have no desire or no will to change in any way.
Would you let them break us apart? No. Would you let destruction. Don't you fall a prey to Babylon?
No, never.
They want to pull us all in different directions. So they take you from the root and teach you their own truth. Open up your mind, please don't you be so blind. I'm not in it for the fame, I'm in it for the love. When it's all said and done, we're more than blood. Would you let them break us apart? Would you let them, would you let them break our hearts? Would you let them
On the other hand, I realize, I recognize that certain cultures who we support, they don't sell particular food. They don't serve it. They don't prepare it. And I don't see any of those people hardly ever in the ER or in the waiting room. So what by them avoiding such things, that would definitely have a greater effect on their health. And so I have to find a way, and I already know how, because I used to create those types of foods. I'm going to get to the point, make it plain, I love food. And so I have to cut out the cheese because it's unhealthy, and a lot of, we are what we eat, and a lot of the things we encounter is because we are not putting in us the food that we should be putting in us to give us life, to make our body and build us up and to give us strength. We're doing just the opposite. And so we know better. We got to take better care of ourselves. We got to focus on what is right for us, doing the right thing. And there are, for every problem, there's a solution. There's a cure. Rather than any chemical, all chemicals, I shared this before, all chemicals, drugs, they have adverse effects to us. It's like it's a slow poison. You're slowly poisoning yourself. If you're not doing what your body needs, then you're doing yourself a disadvantage. So we're going to have to do a lot of, we've got a lot of work to do, but we got to reassess and reevaluate all the things that we've been doing up to this point that has not been working very well for us. And pass it on. I was concerned we got to get better watching our young people, our children, and teach them to love and care for one another. Too many of our children is just dying in the streets every day. It's out of hand. It's out of control. And it's no longer just the other people that's doing it to us. We have to stop doing that to ourselves. We have to. I mean, we are helping them to destroy us. That's what we're doing. We need to show love and care for one another. That being said, I hope that something that I have said may touch someone today. And I hope that you will enjoy the rest of your day. Do something good for yourself. Take care of yourself. You do it. You do it. Nobody but you.